Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
We're going to start with the Dublin footballers who won yesterday in Mayo, and shall we say, the Mayo groundsman I was tweeting last night, Nathan, either ran out of petrol for his lawnmower or went on a week's holidays, because it was like a field to pitch in comparison to like Croke Park the week before. And I watched a bit of the hurling last night, and you know, the Cork game at Parky Cueve, the pitch is immaculate. And yesterday in Mayo it wasn't so much so. Even though the ladies had played before, you'd want it to be a bit better than that.
I think it was sort of like an obvious decision they've made to try and disrupt Dublin's flow of play, but as you mentioned, it's not the first time it's happened. I definitely don't think it'll be the last, but it didn't really affect Dublin considering they ran out 1-11 to 8 point winners. Mayo were reduced to 14 men in the 14th minute when Jordan Flynn was shown a red for a high tackle on John Small. The boys in blue failed to really capitalise in the first half. The score stood 5 points apiece at half time. The Dubs, however, did eventually wear Mayo down with the numerical advantage after a strong start to the second half. An amazing goal from Dean Rock put the tie out of reach as Dublin failed to register a wide in the second half while Mayo racked up 10. Desi Farrell was thrilled, speaking to Dubs TV.
Joined by Desi Farrell. Desi, a good win for you here against Mayo this evening in Castlebar. A 6 point win in the end. You must be a happy man to get a first win under the belt in the Allianz League as well.
Yes, we are indeed. It's always a difficult place to come to, Castlebar. So any day you come here and take the spoils, you're very happy with that.
Maybe a slow start to yourselves, but you showed good composure in the first half to go in level at half time and obviously improve then in the second half.
Yeah, we got out of the blocks pretty slowly. Mayo brought great energy and intensity to that first half, and at times we struggled to match and didn't really get into our flow, but thankfully we had a much better performance in the second half.
Yeah, and I guess the goal in the end kind of gave you that bit of breathing space in the last 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, for sure, and I think we were just starting to get to grips and put on some pressure. Obviously Mayo were man down, but similarly when we went down to 14 men with the black card there, I just thought our general tempo and flow was an awful lot better than it had been previously.
We saw some new faces last week and the same again today. The likes of Aaron Byrne obviously came off the bench, Liam Flatman as well, Keane O'Shea, Conor McHugh started, and Dan O'Brien as well did very well. So a lot of these kind of, again, newer faces have impressed again for the second game in a row.
Yeah, and that's one of the objectives from the league for us. You know, there's some experienced players that need game time without a doubt, but there's obviously an opportunity to try and blood some new talent, and we're very happy with how that combination went for us tonight.
And finally, it is Monaghan again next week. So again, it's a quick turnaround again. It's the same as last week. It's a week to go to the next game against Monaghan. What are you expecting from that game next Saturday even?
Yeah, obviously Monaghan beat Dublin last year, and they're a very, very competitive side. They'll relish the thought of coming to Croke Park to take on Dublin. It's a great game for us. It's another opportunity for players to impress, and we're really looking forward to it.
That is Dublin manager Desi Farrell speaking to Derek Ryan of Dubs TV. Now, man of the match last night was Kieran Kilkenny. He chatted to Air Sports' Shane Stapleton.
Yeah, it was a real battle in the first half, very competitive game. Great to get that under the belt. And I suppose towards the end of the game, the lads that came on really finished strong, and they're really putting their hand up for a position, and it's really good at this time of year that everyone's so competitive, looking for places. So delighted to make the trip down to Mayo and get the 2 points, and now just look forward to the next game.
And if you haven't seen that Dean Rock goal, just go on to @airsport on Twitter, you'll find it there. And it's across from the right, and effectively it's a diving punch or a diving hand pass, Nathan, over the keeper and into the far top corner, and you're watching it going, did he actually mean that? And I think he probably did.
Dean Rock 100% meant that. Dean Rock can do no wrong, Jamie.
Is it goal of the season already?
It's
League game 2.
100% it's up there, but also there was a Mayo forward I saw who struck a goal from 20 yards out into the top corner against Donegal in the opening weekend, so that's definitely going to rival it.
Okay, yeah, well, of course, we're a Dublin radio station, so never mind about the Mayo goals. We only want to talk about the Dublin goals.
I'm not biased, though. You call a spade a spade.
Fair enough. The Dublin ladies were part of that doubleheader yesterday, Nathan, and also took home the points.
Yes, the girls in blue made it 2 wins for the capital in Mayo. Yesterday, they were their second Little National Football League game against Mayo. It was 12 points to 7 win. Mick Bowen was a happy man as he chatted to Dubs TV.
Mick, a win here against Mayo and Castlebar. It's a long journey down, so good to get a win and a first win in the Lidl League for yourselves as well.
Yeah, delighted. Obviously the points are important because top two competing for the end of the for the honours in the National League. So we were aware of the fact after drawing last week, just on the road, it was important to come away with something.
You obviously have a couple of players missing at the moment. How impressed were you with some of the newer faces as well that kind of are in the team, obviously, for the start of this league campaign?
Look, it's a great opportunity for girls who are trying to break in at the moment. I thought Kate Sullivan did particularly well today. And defensively, we were very sound. Probably had a couple of goal opportunities we'd be disappointed to have left behind us. But look, lots of game time, and that's going to continue over the coming weeks for new members of the squad, so it's a great time for them.
And obviously a double header here with the men playing against Mayo as well in the Allianz Football League. Same thing happening next weekend at Croke Park. Obviously yourselves playing against Cork, the lads playing against Monaghan. How much are you looking forward to that? Playing, going back to Croke Park as well, which is obviously a place with good memories for yourselves.
Yeah, brilliant. And the double headers are the way to go. Look, I mean, it's great. 45 minutes for our game, looking up into the stand and seeing Dublin colours there. It's a great reflection of people and how they value our game. So this is a great venue to come to. Last year, 2 years ago, I think when we were here, there was about 8,000 people at half time. Like, so obviously that's filling up outside now for the lads game, and the atmosphere is great. Pitch is obviously heavy at the moment, the time of year it is, but it's a great venue to come to.
Dublin ladies manager Mick Bowen speaking to Derek Ryan of Dubs TV. Can't wait to be at Croke Park next Saturday for that Dubs double header against Monaghan. The ladies throw in at 5 o'clock and the men throw in at 7 under the Croke Park lights. And over 40,000 there to watch the men last week against Kerry. Hopefully that crowd will be even bigger. And get there nice and early, lads, to cheer on the girls in green as well. Now, the Dublin hurlers are next on our agenda on the That's What I Call Sport this Sunday. And not a great day at the office last weekend, Nathan, but a chance to get their first league points on the board later on today at Parnell Park.
Yes, the Dubs hurlers are coming off the back of a disappointing 3-21-18 point loss in Kilkenny. Matty Kennedy will be hoping for huge improvements today as they face Laois in their second league game of the season. That's at Parnell Park. Throw-in is at 2 p.m.
Yeah, the Dublin manager reacted to that defeat to Kilkenny and looked ahead to today's match against Laois with Derek.
I suppose from a Dublin point of view, we looked a bit sluggish. Look a bit flat-footed, and you know, obviously, you know, it's early days. It's first round of the league, but look, we've improvements to make.
And I guess after a game like that, the lads will be pretty eager to get back out onto the pitch, and they've a chance to do that pretty quickly. It's the Laois game next Sunday afternoon at Parnell Park.
Yeah, look, the games are coming thick and fast in the league, and you know, games always brings you on. Like, you know, and you know, we've a number of guys that's just recently back into the panel. You know, it's been away, and you know, so a lot of the guys have a lot of fist-giving matches played. Like, you know, so you know, we're a bit sluggish today. I felt legs looked a bit heavy with the lads. So we just need to get them fresh for the game on in Parnell Park next Sunday.
You can watch all those videos on Dubs TV. Just search it on YouTube or at Dub GAA Official on Twitter. And that game later on at Parnell Park for the Dublin hurlers throws in at 2 o'clock. And at the same time, across the city in Blanchardstown, the Camogie team are in action for their first time in the Little Woods Ireland League.
Yes, and it doesn't come much tougher than this. They face Galway, who are the league champions in TU Blanchardstown. Throw-in there is at 2 p.m. It's going to be a tough test, so if you can do, get out and support the girls in blue.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.